this story I must tell.
Okay.
I went out on the snow, and on my back I fell.
Whoa!
A gent was riding by in a one-horse open sleigh.
Uh-huh.
He left there as I sprawling lay, but quickly drove away.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, December 30th, 2023. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. We're actually kind of a network of news now. We have lots of co-hosts, and that means we're a network, and that's very different and awesome. Some people don't like these things. Well, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. You like a show with one person on it? That's boring. That sticks every single day. Boring. Boring sticks. You gotta change it up sometimes. You gotta send in a curveball. What are we gonna talk about today? We're gonna talk about Hints of Truth. Then we're gonna talk about Bant Hates Powell. Then we're gonna talk about the only news in the actual show. The only actual news in the actual show. Pennsylvania residents left terrorized after finding notes about JFK, terror riots, SS, Lord of the Rings, inside sealed packets of Lucky Charms, Lindt chocolate, and chai tea. Incredible. And for the finale, I'll have a little parting gift for you guys. A little parting gift for the post-finale cherry on top. Let's get to do it, shall we? First, here's your free speech platform, Gwiem. Handsome Truth, 4,300 followers, account suspended, violates rules of Twitter. Well, that sucks, but I don't know. Mine got banned as well. I feel like they kind of have to do these token bans for the ADL to kind of placate the ADL a little bit. I don't know. Plus, I think the ADL does have some leeway with the Kike CEO. But you kind of make an account that doesn't have your name, Handsome Truth. You just make like the Autumn Groiper. That, I'm sure that account will eventually get banned, but it's going strong right now. Just make another account, HT. That's what I did. That's what we're all doing. Get on board the program. You're like a boomer in your lateness. First post is an American kike saying, or nigger, saying, go bitch about your account being suspended on plebit, faggot. For those that don't know, I don't know why, the BLM movement, a lot of fucking niggers with the BLM movement don't like Gypsy Crusader or Hands of Truth because they're white power people. So I don't know. They just have like nigger hate towards them for some reason. Well, I mean, the reason is they're white. Just dumb. Whatever. Should unite together to get rid of the kikes and then go our separate ways. That's what everybody wants anyways. It's what the blacks want. That's what the niggers want. That's what the whites want. The fucking Mexicans want. The poos probably. I don't fucking know. Who knows what they want? They want shit. I want to cook with shit or something. This Don't Tread on Me Anon says, Twitter X is worse for the right wing than old Twitter. I don't even have many followers and always make sure not to trigger word filters. Post right wing stuff. Not even going after the woke and constantly get ghost banned and downrated before I barely got downrated. And when I complained, they fixed. Now I can complain until cows come home. Nobody answers. How can people start? What are you talking about, dude? What are you fucking talking about? I was completely blacklisted, ghost banned, whatever, and you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell back then. So how did you even fucking know that you weren't? You could just tell, whatever. You know what you are? You're a fucking faggot, homosexual, that loved the old Twitter because you got so many up dudes because you would say one little, oh, transgender people are powerful and women or something. You'd get odd millions of up dudes and everyone would like you and it was just free fucking attention. God, weak. Pathetic. Grow fucking up. It's like children playing at adults. This Ireland Anon says, you have to be trying to get suspended on today's Twitter, even if you're someone with outright Natsock views, so long as you're not posting swastikas and calling for the race war, odds are you'll stay under the radar. Yeah, I mean, just You can't call for the death of people. That's a big no-no. Old Twitter, you could call for the death of people. The left did it, the right did it, everybody did it. You can't do that. This American says, green text, handsome truth. Fuck off with this guy. If you follow him, you're a twat. Why? He's done more for the anti-kike movement than anybody else. Anybody else, despite if you don't like the guy, despite if you don't like his ego, despite if you don't like all the old faggy California shit he did because he lived in California. Oh well, boo-hoo. Do more than him then. Do more than him. Do better than him. Whatever. It's Twitter. Make another fucking account like the rest of us. Next thread. Bant hates poll. Picture is Bant. Hi, I got banned from poll, so I have to stay here for a few nights with you faggots. Then this meme flag responds, no, patiently wait for your unbanned and never come here again. Leap poll face. People don't know about Qua and the Qua drama and the Qua, oh my gosh. Qua incredibly intertwines with the history of Poll News Network. You might not know that, but Qua, not because we posted there, but because the mods banned us to that fucking board. Instead of banning us to Bant, like every other, whenever a post gets banned, or not quite banned, but if it's like off topic or whatever, they'll move it to Bant from Poll. Nothing ever gets moved to Qua. It just doesn't work that way. Unless you're a Poll News Network thread, then you get moved there. It was great though. We had our own little, I don't know, meme culture war thing going on. I don't know, whatever. They were dumb. Dude, Qua memes were awful. They were awful, but sometimes you'd get a gym. Sometimes you'd get a gym. Sometimes a big gym in there. Gym. Gym-like. Still, where do you think these soy jacks are coming from? They're coming from all the Qua users that left Qua because Qua's no longer a board and have moved to Bant because Bant is the new Qua. Get it? Very simple. My cute cat boy. No, you're a fucking faggot. You're probably not. You're not even. You're probably a. You're playing at a faggot, which is even worse than being a faggot. Meow, 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 meow. Coming fresh off poll, why is this board full of faggots? Like OP and trannies. Just everybody from Qua. That's it. Just everybody from Qua. You know. From Qua. Qua crowd. Look at the guy says, coming fresh off poll, why is the board full of faggots? The guy just green texts him. And puts Lee Pole face. That is Qua meme strategy. That's Qua meme strategy right there. That's what they do. That motherfucker's a Qua faggot. Long time Qua faggot too. This Austrianom says, Pole is universally disliked on all other 4chan boards. Kind of like Muslims. I wonder what causes this. I don't think Pole, A hates him, B hates him, everybody does hate him. V kind of likes him. V kind of likes us. V kind of likes us. TV hates us. They're all fucking, dude, TV is full of fucking Democrat faggot retards. Comic book loving, Marvel indulging, cuck, wife boyfriend inducing, Reddit faggots. This NATO anon says, poll cells are some of the most insufferable cuntoids on the site and in real life. You'd be surprised a normal person would want to hang out with one of them for more than 6 minutes. I think a lot of poltards are boomers, and that's what makes them insufferable. Literally old faggots. Quite literally. If you think poll is bad, go to any other board. Go on D, P something. You go on D, dude. Oof. 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 Why D, bro? Hentai alternative. Yeah. Why, bro? I knew it. Why? That, dude, that is a dark, deep, dark, fucked up hole. Why? Fuda? Fuda. That is just, you're gonna confuse the fuck out of your brain, man. You're gonna confuse the fuck out of your brain whacking off that shit. Don't do that. Don't do that. This is bad habits. Bad habits you're reinforcing. Don't do that. This American says, Bant was created for off-topic poll conversations. It's like a toilet that hates shit. It has no other reason to exist other than to process shit. Like Qua, but Qua had to be removed. They had to remove that cesspit. To imagine Qua being so bad that it's worse than Bant. Like Qua was so terrible, they had to just delete that piece of shit. Delete that horrible piece of crap. Eh, whatever. Wow, incredible news stories today. Woo! Whatever. On to actual news. Pennsylvania residents left terrorized after finding notes about JFK and etc. schizo shit in their posts. You guys might have seen these before. Here we go. I have definitely seen this piece of shit before. I've seen this not in cereal boxes. I've seen this little post-it card not in cereal box, sealed cereal boxes. What's it say? Here we go. Lies, lies in bold. Then, I'm gonna read probably like a quarter of this schizo bullshit QAnon crap before I can no longer stand it, but here we go. Secret societies, SS, oh my god, the Wunderwaffen. Ties to terror, M. I assume terrorism, but spelt like a fucking hick retard. Shootings, like shootings, but nigger spelt. Staged confrontants, like confrontations, but spelt like a nigger would spell it. And other crisis aren't reported, spelt like a nigger would spell it. JFK warned of SS on top OTSS real systems, I assume relay systems, led by Europe's Aryan elite. Is the Illuminati secret rights sign systems unite SS Putin, Trump, Biden, Dalai Lama? Why? Because Dalai Lama kissed the little boy? Is that why you put the Dalai Lama on there? Because he kissed the little boy? You fucking idiot. SS symbiosis ties to Saturn, god of time, lord of the rings, mob. God, are you kidding me? Dude, who gets off on this shit? You know why this draws people? Because you have to, they spell it with shitty words so that you have to use your brain, your noggin to think about the words and like, it's like a little mini puzzle. It's like a little nigger mini puzzle for niggers that have 20 to 40 IQ and they need a little puzzle to figure out. Like, what's this word mean? What's this real sis mean? Does it mean systems? Does it mean relay? I don't know. Who knows, man? It could mean anything. Could mean this, could mean that. It's purposely made vague. So that if something happens that happens to fall into that fucking bastardized puzzle piece slot. Ah, there it is. There it goes. It's this little, whatever. No, it doesn't mean this. It means that. God, shut up. I hate this shit. Vague stuff is purposefully made vague on purpose. Because it's meant to trick, to deceive. It's dumb. Is there some truth in here? Probably. The best liars mix truth with fiction. That's how they lie so efficiently. I just watched a streamer talk about how he woke up in the middle of the night and puked in his mouth and almost drowned on his own puke. And he was like, I just was so fat. I was eating so much and I puked and blah, blah, blah. No.
But I actually did decide to give up alcohol 2 years ago. And while that's not a necessity for weight loss, it actually did help me a great deal. Because if you thought I had trouble with self-control around food when I was sober, you should have seen me clean out a fridge after a few drinks. It's the same reason I had so much trouble drinking alcohol in moderation. That continual drive for excitement, for dopamine, and that impulsivity, that's what drove all my eating choices all my life. Either way, it was a really, really big meal. And later that night, while I was sleeping, I was just suddenly and very painfully snapped awake by something blocking my airway. And I very quickly realized that I was choking on my own vomit. And like right in that moment, I immediately remembered that I'd heard of rock stars that died choking on their own vomit as a result of too much drugs or alcohol, but definitely never heard of it happening from too much food. And so after several awful minutes of coughing and trying to clear all of it out of my airway and my lungs, I was terrified to go back to sleep. You know, I was worried it would happen again. And so after thinking for a while as to what I should do, I finally decided that I needed to make myself throw up.
So there's a bit of inconsistencies here. You'll notice that, so he was choking, but now he's not choking. But he's still concerned. So I was choking. I gotta think for a second. I guess the only solution to this problem is to puke. I think it's more likely he tried to puke every day. He tried purging himself every day of food, and he wasn't good at it. It wasn't this one meal, and then he woke up in the middle of the night. No, he just purged himself regularly, and he went a little too far one night. Plus probably alcohol.
Which is something I had never done before or since, because I've always had a bit of a phobia around vomiting ever since I was a kid. It was just something that really bothered me, and so I avoided it at all costs. But at this point, I'm thinking it's either make myself puke or risk choking to death in my sleep. And I didn't want my roommates to hear me, so I actually snuck out of the house into the backyard by the shed.
I almost died. Instead of going to the emergency room, I snuck out the back so my roommates wouldn't hear me. I'm totally not lying, guys.
And there I was in the backyard trying to force myself to throw up. And because I have such an aversion to vomiting, it took a lot of effort to really push myself past that phobia and try to ensure that I got everything out. In the process of repeatedly trying to make myself vomit, I was heaving and straining so hard that the next day, when I looked in the mirror, my eyes were blood red. And I don't mean bloodshot with like some redness and irritation. I mean there was literally blood visible in the whites of my eyes. I had forced myself so hard to throw up that I broke blood vessels in my eyes. Here it is. Yeah, that's a pretty startling sight to see in the mirror. That was my first major wake-up call that I had to make a change. I knew I could not ever eat that much again.
No, you were an alcoholic. You got fucking drunk and you got inebriated, but that wouldn't induce pity. That wouldn't pity fuck people. So you're not going to tell them you got fucking wasted and almost puked yourself to death because you were caught comatose on booze. Why would you say that? No, you're going to say you got fat. You ate it on food. The food did it. You see, you know what liars do? They mix a little bit of truth with a little bit of lies, and then a little bit of truth, and then a little bit of lies. So that they can lie with a straight face. That's how they fucking do it. I feel like that's the liars that are not completely psychopathic. Because the completely psychopathic ones don't even do that. The completely psychopathic ones can just fucking lie and give no hints except their lack of fucking empathy. Whatever. Dumb, stupid, schizo shit. That's the show. The show's completed. Nothing but schizo shit. And crap on 4chan, another crap day. We've got a lot of those. Also, I don't have Salt Shaker's Amazing Links. That might have a little bit to do with it. That might have a little bit to do with it. What's Lou's cherry on top parting gift for you today? My parting gift for you today will be a pair of meme headphones that are the best goddamn fucking meme headphones ever, and you gotta get them right now before they're all sold out. Because they made new ones, and the new ones are shittier than the old ones, as is always the case. So you need to buy the old ones now before they are completely sold out. So what is the headset? First, let me go over why I like the headset, and then I'll tell you what one to buy, and it's very important, so I'll try to get there quickly. But it's important you know how awesome these fucking headphones are. I like the Skull Crusher headphones. Skull Crusher headphones. It's a meme pair of headphones. Long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, Lou used to have this old pair of headphones. This is back, God, probably 15 to 20 years ago. It was this pair of headphones you got as part of a bundle pack with this video card, I think, or something. I don't know, but it was like this force feedback headset, and it vibrated when there was bass. It vibrated really exuberantly. It was the fucking greatest headset I ever had, and it ended up breaking. Why did it end up breaking? Because I fucking slept on it, and it fucking broke. I fell asleep with it on my head. I fucking rolled over on it, and it broke. Where did it break? Broke right here. If you look where this little thing is, this is where it broke. This little piece right here. That's where headsets normally break. There's three different types of the Skull Crusher headset. There's this one that with the wire sticking out. This is the shittiest one. Don't get this one. It's fucking awful. If you see wires coming out the side like this, it's bad. Terrible. Don't get this one. The next step up, this one. This is the one I'm using right now. This is the mid-tier version of the Skull Crusher headset. It's fucking awesome. When you use the Bluetooth on this thing, the sound quality is kind of not the greatest. But if you plug it into the port, there's like a port under here. You can plug it in manually like a regular set of headphones. The sound quality goes up. So just know that the wireless quality is lower than the plugged in quality, which is kind of bad. That's not good. It shouldn't be like that, but eh. These headphones are those old pair of headphones that I used to have. That's the point. These headphones are a better looking, more sleek version of those vibrating headphones. I want, when I listen to music or I play video games with gunfire, I want my whole fucking head to vibrate. Like I got like a, like unmentionable things. I want my whole head to just go. And that's what this headset is. This headset is your whole head vibrating. It's awesome. If you've never used a headset with this kind of vibration or bass, it will tickle your eardrums. Your eardrums will tickle. It might not feel very pleasant for the first couple times, but whatever. You get used to it. You grow into it. It's awesome. I love these headphones. And there's one more thing about these headphones that make them so fucking incredibly awesome. Normally, when Lou buys a pair of headphones, the headphones always break. I game a lot. I use my computer a lot. And I always use headphones. Always. Fucking, I got the dent. I definitely have the fucking dent. There has to be a dent up there. Definitely. You guys know what the dent is. I'm not explaining it. If you don't know what the dent is, lurk fucking more. Google it. And they haven't broken yet. Why? I've had these for almost over a year probably, and they have not broken yet. The faux leather was breaking apart from the head pieces, the ear cups, before anything else had broken. Why don't these headphones break? Is it because they're made of a superior quality and metal or something? No. Nah, not because of that. It's because right here, I'm Lou's kind of block. I'll go to the left. Right here, where the headphone meets the band, it's like designed failure. The place where headphones always break, they made it so that they fold up like this. Look, it folds. Well, this is the cheapo one, but look. The headphones fold on the more expensive one. It folds right here on the closer to the cup, but it folds where the failure usually is. And it makes it so they don't break. I've fallen asleep with these on my head so many times, and I've rolled over on these headphones so many times, and they just don't break. They don't break because they bend inward, and they do that. It's built in. That's like a designed failure or a designed feature of the headphones. It's awesome. These are awesome. Here's the really expensive good ones. But they're discontinuing these headphones. They're discontinuing them. Sorry, give me a moment. I have a point to make. Here's a pair of the mid-tier version, the ones I'm wearing right now. You'll notice they bend closer to the cup of the headphones. But also on this old model, the model that's better than the new model, because you got they're phasing out this old model and replacing it with the new model. So all the old models are going on sale right now. So you can get the old models on sale. But even on sale, they're still more expensive than the new models. I wonder why. I wonder why, because the new models are made of chinonium and they're fucking crap. And the vibration is, they toned the vibration down. So how do you know what's the old one, what's the new one? This old one has this manual bar you can push up. It's like physical. It's tactile. It's a tactile, movable slider. It's awesome. What's the new one? Here's the new one. This right here is the slider for the bass now. It's this weird knob. But if you look, it looks more beefy and bigger and stuff, but I guarantee you this has more chinonium in it than before. This definitely is more light, cheap, and plasticky than the old version. Guaranteed. And I bet this fabric, I bet this material up here is worse quality than the old material as well, even though you have more of it. Probably worse shitty quality that wears away over time. This looks like a year later start to fluff away. Anyways, just look at the reviews for the new Skullcandy Crushers. They have, if you look, sort by bad reviews, you'll see people that say the old ones are better than the new ones, and I guarantee you they're right. They probably own both different versions, and I own the old ones, and they're fucking awesome. It's like my favorite headset ever. Skullcandy Crushers, old version, get it before they're sold out, because they got new shitty version made of chinonium. Get this version before it's sold out, before the chinonium takes over. There you go, that's my tip. Love you guys, have a wonderful day, bye bye.
One day in Japan.
I'm starting work in Japan today, I give it my all.
1 week in Japan.
What a lovely day. It's further than I thought. It's for my own good. Mm.
1 month in Japan.
Oh, nemutai. Yesterday, zangyo. Yasumi, itsu desu ka?
1 year in Japan.10 years in Japan.
Hataraku to sore ga jinsei. Kyou mo hataraku.